Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes. I'm pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I'm founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Now, the last time that we were together, we started a sermon called The Father's Compassion. This sermon was taken from one of our church services at the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. If you have not downloaded the first sermon, you probably should do that so that you can get the entire sermon. Glory be unto God. Now, we are going to pick up with this sermon. It is in progress. We'll talk to you a little later on when the sermon concludes. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Mark 5, if you would, please. This is heavy, really heavy. We know that this is the demoniac, the country of the Gadarenes. We'll just go to verse 12. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus came, gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Notice this, that he does this act that we're going to find out is an act of compassion in just a moment, because he tells us it is. He does this act, and these people don't even want him in the area. They want him gone. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." His compassion compelled him to do something that got him in disfavor with the townsfolk, and they wanted him out. Compassion will put you in hard places. But he showed us something. He demonstrated hardships don't control his compassion. The hardness of what's coming against you, you can't let it control you. Love just says, "I'm going to be a blessing." Compassion says, "I'm going to stretch forth the power of God, and I'm going to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, even though it does upset the devil." I'm going to say that again. He demonstrated hardships don't control his compassion. Jesus wasn't accepted everywhere he went. He was rejected many times, yet the love of God was always poured forth. Mark 6, it says in verse 34, "And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because there was they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things." His compassion caused him to teach the Word of God. As soon as a minister or a layperson that handles the Word of God and teaches it, as soon as they start teaching for some other reason, they're going to lose their anointing. But it's compassion, because you want to help people. Compassion caused him to teach the Word. Mark the 8th chapter. We're seeing how compassion demonstrates itself, how it manifests itself. Mark 8, verse 1, "In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for diverse of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have you? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks." Now I want you to notice something. His compassion caused his authority to flow, because he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, put them in position so that they could receive a miracle from God. Compassion requires of us, glory to God, before we can receive the benefits, there must be divine order, and our compassion compels us to use our authority. Parents, remember that. Your compassion requires you to use your God-given authority. Because the blessings that God intends for your family and intends for your children cannot come when helter-skelter is a way of life. His compassion required him to set things in divine order. Just didn't let them go out and do anything they wanted. He put things structured and God performed a miracle. Love commands. Praise the Lord. See, sometimes people think love just candy sweet. Love is candy sweet, but it's also rock candy hard sometimes. Amen. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Hallelujah, I'm sure. Hallelujah. It's just the Bible. We're just reading the Bible. Praise the Lord. Mark 8:7. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. Glory be unto God. His compassion brought on miracle power for sustenance. God wants to sustain us. God wants to bless us. Why? Because he's a compassionate God. God's not full of the devil. He's full of compassion. You know, you'll hear about on the news sometime. I read newspapers from around the world. And that's one thing that's it's really a blessing about the internet. I'm a news hound. I have a bunch of newspapers that I read from all over the globe almost every single day. And occasionally you'll read about a parent that is just stupid and full of the devil, that'll lock their kids away in a room and leave them there for weeks at a time and not feed them anything. I had when I was doing my student teaching years and years ago. Actually, it wasn't my student teaching. It was my teacher's aide work before I graduated. I think I was a sophomore or a junior. And I was working, I believe it was the 4th grade, and there was a little boy in this school, and the old grade school there had the windows that were down at the bottom that were painted, and they propped out so the ventilation would come so down through the classroom, and they were hinged here, and they'd pop them out. And that little boy just stayed down by those windows, and they just let him be. I mean, and I remember when I was going in, I saw that 3 or 4 days, and I'm just an aide, so, you know, I'm just obeying. And finally I said, what's the deal with that little boy? And they said his parents left. He and his little sister locked up and boarded up in their house for months. And that little boy fed his little sister with what they could find crawling in the house until someone found him. Sweet as could be. Just darling. Well, see, a parent who won't provide for a child like that, they're full of the devil. Well, my God is a provider. It shows he's not full of the devil. He's full of compassion. He wants to provide and sustain folks. Glory to God. And God's not teaching us to be thieves. It was just in the news this morning. Some dope addict mother sent her 4 or 6-year-old little kid in to steal the boot that the firemen were collecting their stuff for She wanted the money, so she sent her 6-year-old in to steal the boot. Well, God's not teaching his kids to be thieves either. Parent to do, that's full of the devil. Well, God's not full of the devil. Hallelujah. God's a God of compassion. Praise the Lord. We don't have to steal to be blessed. I say it again, we don't have to steal to be blessed. We don't have to rip off the government. We don't have to steal to be blessed. We don't have to rip off each other. We don't have to steal to be blessed. That's devil stuff. And God's a God full of compassion. Amen. Compassion, love manifests itself differently than stealing. Hallelujah. Again, we are really concerning ourselves more with what compassion, love does than what it is. Let's look at some more. Look at Luke 7, verse 11. After it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. Notice, compassion raised the dead. But notice something else compassion did. Compassion didn't go into operation until Jesus saw. Sometimes, you know, it might not even have an inkling. But when you see something, compassion comes up in your spirit. And when the Lord saw her, praise the Lord. That's why we want people to go to the mission field. That's why we want people to go to Israel. Because when you see something happens, it reaches down. I know it. That's why I want people to go. You can sit there and talk to them about it week after week until they see it. You're going to have a lot more people get on board when they see it. Jesus saw, moved with compassion, raised the dead. Praise the Lord. Look down in verse 16. And there came a fear on all. Compassion caused fear, godly fear, to come on people. Respect and godly fear because compassion was exhibited. And they glorified God, saying that a great prophet has risen up among us and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. Compassion caused knowledge of him to spread. Because he exhibited compassion, fear came to people and knowledge of him spread. Now turn with me to Luke 10, if you would, please. You know this story or this parable as the Good Samaritan. It says in verse 30, and Jesus answered, said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Well, we won't teach, maybe I ought to teach on the Good Samaritan sometime. It's been years. Well, it's drawing a picture for us. Here was mankind. Mankind was walking, fell amongst evil, Satan, left him half dead. Kept walking physically, but he was dead spiritually. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. In other words, the law of Moses could do nothing to help him. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. This is Jesus. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Notice this, compassion came. What did the compassion cause him to do? Well, first of all, he bound up his wounds. Compassion causes the binding of wounds. If people are hurting, you got to bind up their wounds. Then they poured in the oil. The oil is a type of salvation. Compassion brings salvation. But not only that, and the wine. The wine is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Compassion brings the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Why do we give altar calls for people to get saved? Because of compassion. For people to get filled with the Holy Ghost? Because of compassion. Why do you lay hands on folks? Because of compassion. You want people's lives better off. That's what love does. But love goes outside also. Praise the Lord. So compassion brings salvation. Compassion brings the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Compassion brings the care of the Holy Spirit. Let's look on. Well, we've got to get to that. Sorry. And set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host. 2 pence is 2 days' labor. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years. So it's 2,000 years. And said unto him, take care of him. The one that's taking care of us is the caregiver, the Holy Ghost. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Compassion brings the care of the Holy Ghost on the scene. Compassion brings the care of the Holy Ghost on the scene. Praise the Lord. Verse 37, and he said, he that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Compassion calls forth to us to show compassion. We're to do the same things. We're to bind up the wounds. We're to bring forth salvation. We're to bring forth the baptism of the Holy Spirit so that people can be put in the care of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And so that they can go out and do the same thing also. That's what compassion does. That's what love does. This is how love demonstrates itself. Love has actions. Compassion has actions. Glory to God. Now turn with me, if you would, please, to Luke 15. Luke 15. Luke 15 is the parable of the prodigal son, as most of you know. It's a parable about compassion, not a parable about somebody running off from God. It's a parable about compassion and love. Notice what it says in verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided it unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. Well, that's a good reason for most of the church just to kick them out, write them off. But that's not what we're getting here. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. Had compassion, by implication, love. And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Compassion causes the father to give his best. The robe is symbolic of righteousness. He came back, repented. The next thing, the father is giving forth his best. Glory to God. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put his ring on his hand. Compassion causes the father to give authority to his children. The ring is symbolic of authority because the ring was the signet. It had the emblem of the owner of the ring, and that was the credit card of the day. They would put down wax and they would press the signet into it. It was a sign of authority that you can go through and get what you need in life. What caused this all to come about? Compassion. Notice what else? Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Remember over there where it says in Ephesians that the shoes, the preparation of the gospel. Compassion causes God to give us the gospel. Glory to God, when we'd not been acting just right. Because God knows it's the word that's going to turn things. And so God's compassion compels him to give the gospel. Hallelujah. It goes on, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Compassion caused the father to feed him, both spiritually and physically. Glory to God. Compassion causes our God to feed us. Compassion demonstrated in our lives will cause us to feed people both spiritually and physically. Praise the Lord. Can't feed everybody, but glory to God, we can feed a bunch. Praise the Lord. We had a couple come out here to the church last week. It doesn't happen all the time, but compassion came up in my heart. The Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me. They were needing a ride, so I just told my wife, I said, I'm going to take them down to Tulsa. And she said, well, I'll go with you. So we loaded them in the car and all their stuff, headed off to Tulsa. I said, have you eaten? They said, no. I said, well, I'll fix that. So we pulled in, bought them a meal, ministered a little love to them, said, when you get where you're going, be sure to contact us and let us know you got there safely. Let us know what you're doing. And the little girl, after they got all their stuff unloaded at an apartment that they were staying at a couple of nights, the little girl ducks her head back in the car, told my wife, please pray for us, because we'd met him before. My wife said, we have, and we will. She's in tears. Compassion feeds spiritually and physically. We can't do it for everybody, but all of us together can do it for a bunch. And all the body of Christ can cover a whole lot. Praise the Lord. See, compassion and love manifest itself. Praise the Lord. Because compassion came, notice what happened to this person, and they began to be merry. Compassion will cause folks to be merry. Will cause people to be happier in life when they're recipients of compassion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let me just read through these. He forgives iniquity. Compassion causes these things. Slow to anger. Retaineth not his anger forever. He will cast sins into the depths of the sea. He will move because of compassion for the faint, bewildered, harassed, distressed, rejected, and helpless. He will move because of compassion and heal the sick. He will not send you to faint in the way because of his compassion. He will, because of compassion, loose you and forgive your debts. Compassion controls his will. He demonstrates compassion when it affects his life and ministry. He demonstrated hardships don't control his compassion. Did you get it? Hardships don't control his compassion. His compassion caused him to teach the word. His compassion caused his authority to flow. His compassion brought on miracle powers for sustenance. Compassion raised the dead. Compassion caused fear to come on people. Compassion caused knowledge of him to spread. Compassion causes the binding of wounds that brings salvation, brings the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Compassion brings the care of the Holy Ghost. Compassion calls forth to us to show compassion. Compassion causes the Father to give his best. Compassion causes the Father to give authority to his children. Compassion causes God to give us the gospel. Compassion caused the Father to feed the prodigal son. Compassion causes us to be merry. Now, as we went through those things about the prodigal, you know, I've dealt with things long enough, and I've dealt with people long enough that have been good to people to know that sometimes people don't repay the goodness. Not even with appreciation. You help them and they're gone. And it kind of tarnishes people. And they're like, oh, well, I want to help them. I wonder if I'm going to help the next person. I ran across something that Dr. Hicks said in one of his books. And I think it's perfect to put this here. I'm quoting, just reading straight from the book. Dr. Roy Hicks says, the author recalls a time when a person came to him with a problem. He looked like he had a serious one, downcast and dejected. I said, I will be glad to help you if I can, and then braced myself for what I thought would surely be a spine chiller of a problem. He instead related this problem. He was very good and generous to some friends, loaning them his car, taking them out to dine, and having them over to his house for meals. I then said, what is your problem? He replied, these people never return the favor. They never take me out, don't offer me the use of their cars, don't invite me to their homes. I said, if you are doing the right thing in giving and they are not reciprocating, who has the problem, you or them? He thought about this for a moment, then brightness filled his face as he said, I guess they do. That's right, he said. I don't have a problem, do I? And that's it. When we're showing forth compassion, we're doing what our spirit and what the word requires of us. Whether there's any payment back is no sign that we have a problem. The problem's not with us. We've been obedient to the word of God. And that's what God requires for us. He goes on to say, but how many times we allow other people to transfer their hang-ups to us? Now, did you get that? When we get uptight, upset, walk out of love, get angry, don't let the anger go. We keep it forever. We let it affect the way we respond in other situations. We have allowed them to transfer their hang-ups over on us. But how many times we allow other people to transfer their hang-ups to us? Then he goes on to say, and I believe it's good enough that I can read it, we drive down the street and some foolish driver cuts us off or almost bangs into us. We blow the horn, hurl insults, get uptight, tell him off, even though he can't hear us. We certainly give them a piece of our minds. A piece of our minds, P-E-A-C-E, that we will never get back. We give him the peace of our mind. This person does something, and we transfer their goof up over on us, and we start walking by their goof up. Let me read that again. We drive down the street, and some foolish driver cuts us off or almost bangs into us. We blow the horn, hurl insults, get uptight, tell him off, even though he can't hear us. We certainly give them a piece of our minds. And then he says, A in parentheses, P-E-A-C-E, of our minds that we will never get back. We hand them our peace. The next door neighbors have a big brawl. You listen in and get upset. They're having a big fight and just dragged you into it. Small children get into a hassle involve moms and dads. The kids are soon friends but have transferred their problems to the moms and dads who never speak to each other again. Sometimes even moving out of the neighborhood to try to get away from a problem that they only take with them. So people, a lot of times, we just went ahead and read that. But this first part is really applicable to us. You do something, you show forth compassion. It's not returned back. We get upset, get mad, and we walk out of love. When we did the right thing by showing forth compassion. Now, we did this thing for this couple. It's just the most recent illustration. We took them out. We spent the money. We spent the gas money. We bought them the food. We got them set up. We said we'd pray. Now, it's not going to do me any good to come back and get mad at them because they're not sending any tithe checks in, because they're not offering anything, because they're not coming and doing any work around the church, because they're not coming and taking a part in ministry. Now, we did what's right. You just pray for them and go on. When you are doing the right thing and manifesting the compassion of God, the love of God, we can't allow ourselves to get agitated when there is not a return. We did the correct thing. We don't have a problem. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. God is good. Turn with me to our starting scripture again, and with that we'll close. We've been talking on the Father's compassion. How love manifests. Psalm 78, verse 38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh. Oh, brother, isn't this good? Why could he pour out his compassion? Because he just remembered. Men are flesh. A wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Because you have to remember something. We're all just people. Making our way through. Just people. None of us are perfect little gods. We're just imperfect little people trying to find our way. Just trying to find our way following Jesus. Even pastor, just a little imperfect guy just trying to find his way. Praise the Lord. It ought to help us just be a little bit more compassionate towards each other. Remember that. God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, you have been listening to Pastor David Oakes from the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And this is Pastor David once again thanking you for being with us for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Remember us online, if you would please, at www.davidoaksministries.org. DavidOaksMinistries, davidoaksministries.org. Get on there if you would please. Go over to the Healing School page and listen to some more sermons specifically on the subject of healing. We have many hundreds of people going to the Healing School and listening to those sermons and downloading them. Feel free to go on there, download the sermons, make CDs, and give them. I said give them to people that you know that are sick. We'd love to hear from you. Get online, drop us a line in Jesus' name. Be blessed. See you next time.